A Washington, D.C.-based anti-tax organization has been hired to defeat a temporary tax surcharge designed to stave off $800 million in cuts for Oregon kids, cops, elderly, and infirm. And listen carefully now, this turns out to be a package deal. If the group succeeds, they promise, as a one-time bonus, to help craft an alternative state budget for us. Now that's real special. Oregon would receive foreign aid or technical assistance from out-of-state government haters whose own families would be unaffected by their proposals for school closures, cop layoffs, and reductions in other key services. The D.C. group calls itself Citizens for a Sound Economy. The bosses of these citizens are national political operatives who have taken big money for services rendered to big tobacco, big oil, big agriculture, and big technology firms. According to an investigative article by Steve Law of the Salem Statesman Journal, the council carried water for U.S. West in the 1999 Oregon legislature to lobby for that most consumer-friendly of all issues, telephone deregulation. Here are some other special interests with which this group has been associated. The Florida sugar industry, in opposition to an environmental restoration plan for the Everglades. The Philip Morris Company, in opposition to cigarette tax, which the public generally favors. And the oil and gas industry, in opposition to a potential energy tax. Oregonians are supposed to listen to this gaggle of gunslingers who want us to cut funding for our schools and then let them produce an alternative budget for us? Please. Supporters and opponents of the surcharge agree that the national group probably has received most of its financial backing from three secretive Oregon businessmen who have supported anti-tax efforts in the past. Those are Aaron Jones of Seneca Sawmills in Eugene, Wes LaMotta of Columbia Helicopters in Aurora, and Dick Wendt, principal of Geldwin Inc. in Klamath Falls. Russ Walker, director of the Oregon chapter of Citizens for a Sound Economy, says it's unfair to criticize his group just because it's an out-of-state, Washington, D.C.-based organization. What about the American Association of Retired Persons, he asks? Are they carpetbaggers? What about the Sierra Club? Nice try, Mr. Walker, but no cigar. AARP, the Sierra Club, and other national grassroots organizations like them differ from your organization in at least three important ways. They are not hired guns. They raise most of their money from individual members, not big money men. And they are not trying to chop into and reshape the very foundation of Oregon government. This is Les O'Coin.